Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and welcome to the Jazz on the Tube podcast. We're continuing our ongoing coverage of Cuba, which is an endlessly fascinating place. We will never, ever get to the bottom of it. There's so much going on there. And we came across this really interesting group that I want everybody to familiarize themselves with and get to know, because they're doing very, very important work. It's called HornsToHavana.org, and we're going to be talking with the managing director today, Jana Lasort. Jana, welcome.
Well, hello, Ken. Thank you so much, and hi, everyone.
This is such an important group. It's reminiscent of some of the stuff that goes on in New Orleans, and longtime subscribers know we were very involved in New Orleans for a long time, and one of the things that interested us a lot was the education of youth, because how are we going to get the new generation of musicians if we don't support them? And, of course, in New Orleans, there was a tremendous shortage of all kinds of things, musical instruments, places to play, organizational arrangements, even for education. And that has made great strides. There's a lot of organizations involved in doing that now. And we just came across this group, Horns to Havana, that's doing something very similar in Cuba. And it's so, so important. So, Jana, can you tell me a little bit about the history of this group and what its aims are and what it's up to?
Absolutely. Yes, Horns to Havana is just a passion project. It is a sweet little engine that can and does, and we keep on doing, in three areas: music education, cultural exchange, and instrument management. And the instrument program really began our work. Our founder, Susan Sillins, who is also our executive director, has worked in Cuba for about 25 plus years now. She's the former manager, actually, Chucho Valdez, the legendary pianist composer from Cuba who is on our board. And over the course of her time going to Cuba, and in particularly when she was there in 2010 for the historic residency that Jazz at Lincoln Center held in Havana, Susan started thinking about the lack of instruments. As you all may know listening, Havana still, even today, and Cuba, the entire island, has a lot of difficulties and challenges with new parts, new instruments. You know, we are fortunate here in the United States and our various cities to be able to just walk into an instrument shop and purchase something, or at least be able to go online and purchase a very quality, high-quality sound instrument. That is not possible in Cuba. That does not happen. So Susan observed over the course of her visits, and in particularly in 2010, when so many passionate young music students in Cuba turned out for the Jazz at Lincoln Center residency, that students were really doing their best to grapple with very poor instruments that were had been battered by the elements. You know, think about the humidity on the island and how that can really destroy wood instruments, for instance. And, you know, using gum and car parts, you know, electronic parts, rubber bands to try to repair and keep their instruments together. Very ingenious, but Susan's heart was touched, and thus began the Horns Project, Horns to Havana. So the instrument program began our work, and over the course of our first year, from 2010 to 2011, we really were able to get an incredible group of people to volunteer their time to go to Cuba and repair instruments over a few-day residency periods. Our leader there is David Gage, and you all should know his great work at the Gage String Shop here in New York. David Gage is one of the foremost luthiers in the world, and he voluntarily runs our instrument repair program, which now includes a standing building just for our instrument repairs.
Is that in Cuba?
It is. It's in Havana. So
wow.
We now have an entire building that is dedicated to every instrument repair. So we have basses, we have trumpets, we have trombones, we have flutes, we have clarinets, you know, so, and we bring parts for kids, you know, to give to kids for strings when they need new strings. We instrument artisans go to schools sometimes to work on site, and it has really revolutionized the music programs. We work with the CineArt, which is the Cuban Central Program that oversees arts approach schools in Cuba. And so through CineArt, we're able to access every music program on the island and assist them as we can.
Wow. Jana made this point, and I want to really amplify it. Cuba is very rich spiritually. It's very rich intellectually. It's very rich creatively. But there's no two ways around it. It's poor.
Yes.
In a way that you just cannot imagine until you get there. I've traveled around Latin America quite a bit, and so I'm familiar with Latin America and the challenges there. But the challenge in Cuba is even more acute because, as Jenna said, you literally can't walk into a store and buy guitar strings or buy, you know, grease for your trombone slide. I mean, it's just, it doesn't even exist.
Or go online. Internet, you know, access to internet is very limited. Most people don't have it.
Yeah, so I can't even imagine how they manage. So this program is just so vitally important that, you know, as we're revealing through these interviews, and we'll be revealing as the weeks and months and years go on, Cuba is not just another place that has music. Cuba is one of the great, great, great powerhouses of music for the whole planet.
Mm.
And it's been that way for, you know, at least 200 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it has every, you know, ability to continue to do that. And this material help is just so, so important. So I just want to give the website out while we're talking about this. It's hornstohavana.org, and I do hope everyone will check it out. Jenna, what if somebody's got horn or something that's been in the closet for 20 years and there's nobody local to give it to? Is there any way they can connect with you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Go on to our website, hornstohavana.org, and everyone can see how to donate an instrument to us. We do an excellent job of working and receiving instrument donations from around the world, actually, and then giving them to individual students who are in need. So, for instance, we were able to give a bass to a young woman, Dariana, and she really has taken off with this new bass. She just loves it. You would be amazed at how important these instruments are to these young people and their passion and love for the instrument and for the music that they're able to create. It's been remarkable to watch them here in New York City this week, because the second area of our program, as I was sharing with you, Ken, is music residencies and music education. So once we are able to ensure that all the students have sound instruments, we move to the second part of our program, which is music education. And we have 16 students from LAENA, La Escuela Nacional de Arte in Havana, here in New York right now in residency with a collaboration project with Jazz at Lincoln Center. So they perform tomorrow night, April 19th at Tizzy's, and some of them will be spotlighting their shiny new instrument.
Oh, that's so great. So they're here for this week. They've got these performances, which we're going to talk about. If you're in the New York area, some of these performances are public, and I would just strongly recommend that you go and check them out. So the ones that are open to the public and where tickets are available for sale.
Yeah, tomorrow night, Tuesday, April 19th. So that's Tuesday, April 19th at Jazz at Lincoln Center. At Jazz at Lincoln Center's Jazz Club, which is called Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola, and the shows are 7:30 and 9:30. And you can go to their website, jazz.org, and check out if tickets are still available. They are going quickly.
As well they should. I'm sure it's going to be a great show. So in addition to getting the much, much needed instruments and parts, too, you know, again, it's something that we just take for granted, but everything that you can imagine material is in super, super short supply in Cuba. So the bringing of musicians and of instruments and parts and having a repair facility is just a spectacular thing. But now there's this education wing. So does the education involve bringing young Cuban musicians to the United States for residencies?
Let me tell you about that. So in summary, Horns to Havana I'll share with you, Ken, that our official name is the Horns Project, Horns to Havana. And the reason I share that with you is because the Horns Project is our intention to commit to music education worldwide. And our first program began in Havana because Susan has been so touched by the people in that island for so many years. We are looking ahead with the hope of perhaps opening Horns to New Orleans or Horns to New York. So currently our first program is in Havana, and Horns to Havana is comprised of three things: instrument repair, music, education, and cultural exchange. So to answer your question, Ken, yes, a tremendous amount of our efforts go toward the music education and cultural exchange. So our director of education is Victor Goines, one of the foremost musicians in the world. He is the director of jazz studies at Northwestern University and also a member of Jazz at Lincoln Center's orchestra. We don't know how he does everything. And so Victor was here this weekend representing the Horns Project, Horns Tozana, and our collaboration with Jazz at Lincoln Center. And he and Wynton Marsalis, of course, the founder and director of Jazz at Lincoln Center, met with our kids after and had a question and answer session with them. And you should have seen them, Ken, to witness these young musicians sitting there after visiting a show, because they were able to watch the concert Saturday night, and then after that they got, you know, a private Q&A with Wynton Marsalis, a Pulitzer Prize winner, and with Victor Goines, our director of education. And it was just watching kids eat candy. And so we are looking ahead. Once we are concluding here in New York City with what we call our Amistad residencies, Amistad a Través del Jazz, which means in English, friendship through jazz. We've created these Amistad residencies to do both things, music, education, and cultural exchange. Horns to Havana, we believe strongly that we have to build the bridge between our countries. And music, as we all know, is an international language. Jazz is a global language. And music and the arts have always been the bridge between cultures and throughout history, connecting us all. So our looking ahead, our next Amistad residency will bring a different school, Amadeo Rodon, to New Orleans in January.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll be in residency with Preservation Hall Foundation.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be incredible. Yeah, we can't wait. And it also is when the Jazz Education Conference happens, the GEN Conference, which is the annual jazz conference. So they're going to get an incredible two-for-one experience. After their residency with Preservation Hall, they will go right to the GEN Conference, which is the one time of year that all jazz musicians and high school bands come together.
Well, I know where I'm going to be in January. that's amazing.
We hope to see you all, yes. And I'll share with you, too, that we have previously done a residency or an exchange, actually, with the Louis Armstrong Jazz Camp in New Orleans. So we, just like you, Ken, we see very, very strong connections between Havana and New Orleans. Essentially, they're both two Caribbean port cities as we see them, and we want to build our connections there more strongly. And Victor Goines, our director of education, is a New Orleans native.
Well, wherever you find good music, you usually find at least one or two New Orleanians. And
it's true.
We got Wynton at Lincoln Center.
Yeah, Lincoln Center. Victor.
Yeah.
Yep. There you
wow.
have it. And believe it or not, they went to kindergarten together.
I totally believe it. It's a tight knit group down there.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my God, that's so amazing. So we can just wrap this up because I think people have a sense of this and the most information they're going to find where they can get into it in depth is on the website.
Yes. If they visit the website, you all will see our five partner schools in Cuba, including Laena, which is the school here in New York right now, and Amadeo Rodon, which is the school that will be in New Orleans in January. And you will see information about our instrument program and how you can make an instrument donation. And also, please consider a financial donation. We are a nonprofit, and as you might expect, we are the little engine that could, and we keep going on the faith and passion of individuals like you listening today who are also touched and moved by the prospect of strengthening our future supporters and performers in jazz. Like you said at the top, Ken, if we don't think about it, educating and encouraging and supporting young people, this music will have nowhere to go.
Yep.
And I'm a big believer and a beneficiary of music myself, being a young saxophonist when I was growing up. And I know, as I'm sure all of your listeners do, that music is pivotal to engaging ourselves and expressing ourselves and opening up our minds and our hearts. So please, I hope everyone will visit our website, hornstavanna.org, and think about how you might want to support us.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these kids are eager, they're talented, they're they work hard.
Mm-hmm.
They come from a very, very rich musical culture, and they have a lot to contribute to the world. And if we don't help them, nobody else is going to.
That's true. And I will add that, as I did, the Horns Project, which is our, you know, our large organization, we also see need in the United States. So right now our first program is Horn Savannah, but there's need in Appalachia. There's need in New Orleans. There's need right here in New York. So we look forward, as we can, to expanding our programs in other cities.
Absolutely. And, yeah, you're starting with the places where the need's the most acute. But, yeah, they're everywhere in the country, Chicago, Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever there are kids, there's a shortage of instruments.
Yes. I think we all believe that every kid should have an instrument and learn to play music, regardless of whether they become professional musicians. I sure didn't, but that experience as a kid, learning music, performing with a band, was just instrumental, pun intended, to my my growth as a person and my belief in what we can all do.
Yeah. Well, Jenna, thank you so much for the time. And everybody, definitely, we have a link right on this page. Go to horns2havana.org, learn about this very worthy organization. Kind of late notice, but if you can get out to the show Tuesday night, if there are tickets still available, I'm sure it'll be amazing to see these kids. And think about going to Cuba. We're trying to provide as much information as we can about that on the website to facilitate that for people. As a closing, something that I've learned through my reading in the last couple of weeks since I got back from Cuba, Americans have played a really important role in helping Cuban musicians and the culture of Cuban music at least twice. Once during the 20s and 30s, believe it or not, drumming was banned in Cuba. Band drumming, African-style drumming, it was considered undignified. And it was American tourists coming down who wanted to see it who made the powers that be change their attitude. And then also the work of musicians and entertainers like Harry Belafonte kind of alerted the top people in Cuba in the 60s that, hey, you know, this African-based music that's going on in Cuba is very important and the whole world is interested in. And that really changed the attitude towards certain kinds of music in Cuba for the better. And we're all benefiting from that. So now that Cuba's opening up again, we have another chance to have a positive impact. And I can't think of a better way to start that than supporting horns2havana.org. So, Jenna, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your important work. And I look forward to catching at least one of these shows.
I sure hope so too, Ken. And thanks for all you're doing to share the stories and music of Cuba. And I hope everyone will continue to support music and you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. So everybody, again, that's horns2havana.org.